North State Public Radio, I'm Avanor Grove with your headlines for Friday, January 31st. A flood watch has been issued for Northern California in anticipation of an incoming storm system. According to the National Weather Service, the watch will be active starting this afternoon and will last until Sunday evening. Affected areas include the Sacramento Valley, the Shasta Lake area, and mountains southwest of Shasta County and west of Colusa County. Impacted areas could face flooding in rivers, creeks, and streams. Urban areas with poor drainage could also flood. The storm is expected to bring 2 to 4 inches of rain over the weekend. Officials say people living in areas prone to flooding should prepare ahead of time. And new community evacuation maps are available for Butte County. They outline which roads unincorporated communities should use for evacuation in the case of an emergency. Notably, the city of Biggs now has an evacuation map. Several rural communities which shared evacuation maps also now have their own. A state grant awarded to the county for emergency evacuation planning allowed for the maps to be updated. And in other news, volunteers in Butte County surveyed unhoused residents Wednesday to learn more about homelessness in the county. NSPR's Ken Duvall reports on how the information will be used.
Point and time counts are used to gather information about homelessness. The surveys are taken nationally and used by officials for planning and to calculate funding allocations for services. In Butte County, they're done on a single day in January. Information was collected at numerous hubs and local shelters around the county. According to reporting by the Chico Enterprise Record, 280 people registered to help. Volunteers surveyed unhoused community members in homeless encampments. They asked about how long they've been unhoused and where they stayed, and about how they feel about current services and what other services they might benefit from. The final survey report will be published by late spring or early summer. The last point-in-time count was done in 2023. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Two high schools in Chico have been sharing the same campus for over a decade. That could change as funding comes in from a recently passed school bond measure. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more.
Chico's Inspire School of Arts and Sciences is a public charter school that opened in 2010. It shares a campus with Chico High School and is housed in a group of outbuildings that were originally going to be destroyed. Senior Alyssa Neff says the wear and tear on the buildings has caused problems in her musical theater classes.
The flooring wasn't done entirely correctly and it was slowly falling apart to the point where we'd be dancing and we'd trip because the floor is coming up.
The school has also turned down grants for new programs due to lack of available space on campus. Inspire has been pursuing a permanent campus since 2019, but the estimated cost of the project grew since its inception, leaving the school about $10 million short. It couldn't fill that gap until voters approved another bond measure last November. Inspire principal Becky Brown says the school hopes to break ground this spring. She's hopeful, even if the new campus won't be perfect.
We will not have a cafeteria. We're not going to have the theater that we're dreaming about, but it puts us in a good place to be able to raise funds and build for the future.
Seniors like Aria Pocock say it's bittersweet to know the new campus might be ready right after they graduate.
We made it. We graduated. We experienced the Inspire community on its original campus. And kudos to all the kiddos who get the nice, fancy
yeah.
campus.
School administrators say the new campus could be finished as soon as the fall. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
The city of Redding is spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to keep its public library running during extreme weather and power outages. The Redding Record Searchlight reports the city will spend nearly $450,000 to install a backup generator at the Redding branch of the Shasta County Library. The generator will ensure the library can function as a public cooling and warming center during power outages. The money comes from a $1.6 million California State Library grant, which is also funding new carpet, a security system upgrade, and heating and air conditioning updates. The city also received grants for similar upgrades at the Burney and Anderson libraries. And finally, the Department of Water Resources is set to conduct its second manual snowpack survey of the year later this morning at Phillips Station, off Highway 50 near Echo Summit. Cap Radio's Drew Sanzer says the survey comes at the end of a very dry month.
The first survey, January 2nd, came in at 91% of normal. But the last measurable snowfall in the Tahoe region came 2 days later. So how much lower will today's snowpack reading be? The snowpack statewide that's monitored with sensors was at 110% of average when the first Phillips Station reading was taken. As of yesterday, it was at 67%. But help is arriving thanks to two atmospheric rivers. Today's system is a warm one, meaning most of the snow will be at higher elevations. It should go into Sunday. The second one arrives Monday and lasts into Wednesday. That's a colder system that's expected to drop more snow and at lower elevations. The atmospheric rivers also mean lots of rain in the Sacramento Valley, anywhere between 2 to 4 inches between now and Sunday, according to the National Weather Service. Drew Sancer, Cap Radio News.
And those are your headlines for Friday, January 31st. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove.